maladjusted daughter. I pry Heather out of Mom's claws and we retreat to my room. My stuffed rabbits crawl out of their burrows, noses a-wiggling, pink bunny, purple bunny, a gingham bunny from my grandma. They are as excited as my mother. Company. I can see the room through Heather's green-tinted contacts. She doesn't say anything, but I know she thinks it looks stupid. A baby room. All those toy rabbits. There must be 100 of them. Mom knocks on the door. She has cookies for us. I want to ask if she's feeling sick. I hand the bag to Heather. She takes one cookie and nibbles at its edges. I snarf 5 just to spite her. I lie on my bed, trapping the bunnies next to the wall. Heather delicately pushes a pile of dirty clothes off my chair and perches her skinny butt on it. I wait. She launches into a sob story about how much she hates being a Martha drone. Indentured servitude would be better. They are just taking advantage of her, bossing her around. Her grades are all the way down to B's because of the time she has to spend waiting on her senior Marthas. Her father is thinking about taking a job in Dallas, and she wouldn't mind moving again. Nope, not one bit, because she's heard kids in the South aren't as stuck up as they are here. I eat more cookies. I'm fighting the shock of having a guest in my room. I almost kick her out because it's going to hurt too much when my room is empty again. Heather says I was smart. So smart, Mel, to blow off this stupid group. This whole year has been horrible. I hated every single day, but I didn't have the guts to get out like you did.